Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
County ends clock-in requirement for salaried employees. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. After 7 months, Campbell County has scrapped its policy requiring salaried employees to clock in and out. The Gillette News Record reported the county commissioners voted this week to eliminate the rule, which had been in place since July.
We'll remove the requirement for exempt employees to clock unless it is directed by their department head or elected official.
Only the sheriff's office and county attorney's office had been exempt. The decision affects about 130 of the county's 500 full-time employees. Human Resources Director Brandy Elder said department heads found the policy too restrictive, turning dedicated workers into clock watchers. She noted that exempt employees regularly work 45 to 55 hours per week. While the policy is no longer mandatory, individual departments can still require time tracking if needed. Commissioners say the goal was to provide supervisors with a management tool, but it ultimately wasn't the right fit. Fremont County Library Director reprimanded for testimony against obscenity bill. Fremont County Library Director Anita Marple was publicly reprimanded Thursday after testifying against House Bill 194, which would criminalize exposing minors to obscene materials in libraries. According to Cowboy State Daily, during a board meeting, Vice Chair Marta Mossberg questioned whether Marple had represented the library system's official position. Marple admitted she hadn't clarified that she was speaking personally. Marple had warned lawmakers the bill could override local policies and lead to legal battles against librarians. Some board members who support stricter content policies criticized her testimony. Marple, who has resisted some calls to purge controversial books from the library's youth section, said she alerted the board members the Saturday before the meeting that she was going to testify and made the trip at her own expense. Marple says she'll clarify her stance to lawmakers and accept any board consequences. The controversy highlights ongoing tensions over free speech and book policies in multiple counties around the state. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.